And that first New Testament church was distracted by the widows and their murmuring. A problem was to be solved, and the problem was solved. But the problem pointed to a greater danger than the murmuring of the widows. The greater danger was they had stopped giving the rightful place to prayer and the Bible. How does God speak to you? Does He speak to you through some hurt? Does God speak to you through some problem in your home? Does God speak to you through the disappointment of a child that you think is not living up to what God expects of them? What does God use in your life to bring the attention to you that the heart of everything ought to be prayer and the Word of God? I don't think this is an overreach. I don't think this is an exaggeration. I really don't. I've thought about it before I'm saying it, and I'm about to say it. But what we do with prayer and God's Word is what we're doing with God. What we're doing with prayer and God's Word is what we're doing with God. And God looks upon us with an all-seeing eye to see what are we doing with Him. What are we doing with Him? So, you set the first century church in motion. All of the churches will refer to it. There's some things that have to be dealt with. But it's moving forward. And the Lord Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And you look at it and you think, where did God put His finger? On what did God call attention? Where did God place the emphasis? And let the Bible speak for itself. The Word of God says we're going to give ourselves to prayer. To prayer. And the ministry of the Word. And there's times in each of our lives where that needs to come from our hearts. And there's times in churches like this church where it needs to come from us. Back to prayer. Back to the Bible.